This is from The Bridge, which is the magazine for Long Whitnam and Clifton Hampden. And this is Soldiers of Oxfordshire Museum tells the story of the county's military heritage through 50 objects. And the exhibition lasts until the 30th of April. The exhibition combines highlights from the museum's permanent displays from the past 10 years, with recently donated items on show for the first time. The objects have been selected from the 14,500 items preserved in the collection of the SOFO Museum to give a glimpse into the story of Oxfordshire's military heritage. Oxfordshire's military story stretches back nearly 2,000 years from the earliest named soldier in the county, Lucius Valerius Geminus, a veteran of the 2nd Augustan Legion, who was buried at Alcester in 79 AD. The county's regiment plays roles in shaping the most significant conflicts of the last 200 years, from Waterloo to pivotal battles of the First and Second World Wars. Throughout history, Oxfordshire soldiers have led the charge at the forefront of world-changing events. A 19th century Shako cap and Waterloo medal highlight the 52nd Oxfordshire Regiment of Foot's role in Napoleon's defeat at the battle and encounter with his Imperial Guard. A signed sketch and set of binoculars are used to illustrate their descendants' famous role during D-Day 1944. 2nd Battalion Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire Light Infantry were some of the first British troops to land in Normandy, leading the capture of two vital bridges over the Orne River and Caen Canal in the early hours of the morning. The sketch of a Horsa glider, signed by the men who took part in the capture of what would become known as Pegasus Bridge, includes a note from one of the glider pilots, Staff Sergeant Walwork, who wrote, "On the 5th to 6th of June 1944, I carried the best troops, Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire, and engineers in both airborne divisions, but don't tell the others." The exhibition will include a collection of objects first uncovered by a French farmer in 2013, alongside the remains of an unidentified officer, scraps of a uniform, badges, buttons, a pocket watch, and a trench whistle provided some clues, which helped museum volunteers narrow down his identity to one of a small number of candidates, including Osmond Bartle Wordsworth, a collateral descendant of the famous poet William Wordsworth. However, it was a chance encounter with a visitor to the museum who knew another descendant that enabled DNA testing through the Ministry of Defence, Joint Casualty and Compassionate Centre, JCCC, which finally confirmed his identity.